Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
These facilities pose a huge risk to the communities that will have to live with them, because their products and the byproducts are extremely toxic and cancerous.
Vicky Abughalioum with the Buckeye Environmental Network warns that stripping out federal clean air and water rules could lead to a surge in plastic incineration. Unlike oil and gas projects, these incinerators can be built wherever there is plastic waste, but burning plastic can produce multiple dangerous toxins. Along with other agencies, EPA has announced that most staff will return to in-person work 5 days a week, which the new administration says will push personnel to quit. And the Department of Government Efficiency, led by billionaire Elon Musk, has gained access to the EPA's acquisition system, controlling millions in spending. In line with White House moves on diversity programs, the new administration looks likely to dismantle the EPA's Office of Environmental Justice, putting the staff on leave. Adrian Hollis with the National Wildlife Federation says the office was created by President George H.W. Bush to protect minority and low-income communities. She says eliminating it will hit vulnerable communities hardest.
The Office of Environmental Justice and Civil Rights focuses on issues that affect communities and groups of people that are disproportionately impacted by environmental issues or disproportionately impacted when rules and regulations are not followed.
Federal judges have blocked several key administration policies on government reform and immigration. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt called these rulings a continuation of the weaponization of justice against President Donald Trump. Advocates warn that national monuments in western states, including Bears Ears, Devil's Tower, and Grand Staircase Escalante, are at risk from expanding energy production. Daniel Hart with the National Parks Conservation Association says Americans have repeatedly spoken out in defense of them.
They support the outdoor recreation economy, especially in rural states. Those communities nearby are heavily supported by the people who come in and out of these national monuments.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate has confirmed former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence, a major win for President Trump. Gabbard's nomination sparked controversy over her past positions on Ukraine and government surveillance, and her 2017 meeting with former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. And in Ohio, a contentious bill is drawing backlash from university students and faculty. Supporters say Senate Bill 1 would ensure political balance in public college classrooms by restricting diversity-related programs and requiring what they call neutrality when teaching controversial topics. Clara Conover with the Ohio Student Association says it would mandate the teaching of right-wing ideology. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.